Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on Palm Sunday.
Amen. I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. And on the second day of April, you've got a great scripture for
us. I do. We've jumped into Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1:8 says, "Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord."
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, today, we're going to jump right into...
Well, we're going to start, since it's Palm Sunday, I feel led to go ahead and teach today about the resurrection power of God.
Hallelujah.
Because we're beginning resurrection week.
7 ways to release resurrection power in your life.
Amen. Because that same resurrection power that brought Jesus out of the tomb,
that's right,
can be loosed in your life.
And should be loosed.
Yeah. Here are 7 keys to receiving or releasing the resurrection power of God. Number 1, ask Jesus to forgive you of any and all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. If we freely admit that we've sinned and confess our sins, he's faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive our sins, dismiss our lawlessness, and continuously cleanse us from all unrighteousness, everything, done in conformity to his will in thought, purpose, and action.
Wow.
To be unrighteous, well, we've said this before, we must first have been righteous. If we're still sinners, then we would not have been righteous. So at some point, it means you were born again. We should rejoice that God will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you don't have to be perfect, just forgiven. And that's what Easter and Easter week and every day actually is all about.
That's right. The basics. This is the basics that we should never lose track of, the basics, because that's a foundation of who we are.
Yes.
And something to shout about.
No doubt about it.
Mm.
In fact, not only shout, may make you want to get up and run around the room.
Watch out. Number 2, make a written declaration of your determination to change.
Yes.
Change, real change, lasting change, is not the function of a calendar or something a politician can do for you, no matter how well-intended they are. Change first starts in each one of us, then it will flow out through us. Ephesians 4:23, Living Bible says, "Now your attitudes and thoughts must be all be." Let me start over. "Now your attitudes and thoughts must all be constantly changing for the better." You can make this declaration. You can confess it until it becomes a reality. We can say this: "I, Rena, this day, on April 2nd, 2023, do solemnly and boldly proclaim my decision to live my life differently than it's been in the past.
Wow.
I do hereby commit my signature as evidence to God and others that I'm changing now." That's a very good place to start. You can throw your own name in there.
Amen. Number 3, create a daily confession for a breakthrough in the area of your greatest need. Your confession should be about who you want to become, not who you are, and about the habits you want to create or change. Romans 4:17, Classic Amplified. "As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations. He was appointed our father in the sight of God, in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and speaks to non-existent things that he has foretold and promised as if they already existed."
That's a powerful scripture.
Yes, it is. There's a mental commitment and a spiritual dynamic that takes place when we begin to speak to those things that are not as though they were.
Number 4, do one good thing for someone else every day, or you could do it for lots of people. Keep a journal of maybe who this person is or what you did and their reaction as well as yours. Romans 12:8 in the New Living Translation says, If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. Truthfully, we feel that every believer has a gift of encouragement. And the thing we need to remember is that God is using us to, well, use a kind word spoken in season, and it makes the day and the life sweeter in the person that we meet and spoke to.
Yes.
But it's not us. It's God using us. But we can purpose in our heart to make this step a reality in our daily life. And one more thing, can you imagine the joy at the end of the week, the end of the month, the end of the year, when you can look back and go, look who God allowed me to encourage. Talk about a real blessing. And that could also be, and this is a good time to start, you could review it on Thanksgiving Day.
Amen.
And be thankful. And have lots and lots of reasons to be thankful.
That's what we do. Number five, keep a journal of how God has blessed you each day. You should faithfully keep a blessing journal, detailing the great things that happened to you during the day. Regardless of how your day went, you have something to rejoice over. If nothing else, and we mean nothing else, you have the ability to hear the words that were speaking to you. The listing of your daily blessings should also be recorded in the same manner as a giving journal. Hopefully you're keeping one of those. Frankly, we recommend the last thing you do every night before you go to bed. Write down how you've been blessed during the day. We guarantee you, you'll sleep better at night if at the end of your day, you end it by praising God.
Mm.
I'm going to say it this way. Not only will a journal give you a better night's rest, it's the key to overcoming and winning over every attack of the enemy. And it's found in Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they live not their lives unto death.
Number six, write down a quote or a statement or a scripture that motivates you today and share it with seven friends. We've encouraged you to do this in the past. First, make a list of seven friends. And second, decide how you're going to communicate the quote. We know people who do this that have heard what we've, encouraged people to do. Decide how you're going to communicate the quote, the statement, or the scripture. Third, decide the timing and frequency. For instance, you could pick a certain time of day so it will be something your friends look forward to. They'll recognize it's coming their way. Also recommend that you send one message of encouragement each day. Fourth, post the quote, statement, or scripture on your social media outlets if you won't have that. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You could even do it on Pinterest. You can add a photo on social message sites that increases people noticing it. Social media will allow you to share it with even more people, but always send the message to your friends before you post it. Fifth, don't send messages to change your friends. Send messages that have changed you and spoken to you.
That's good.
Sixth, keep a log of what you sent, when, where, and then any encouragements that you got back. Boy, that made my day. We get some of those on occasion.
We do.
I needed that today. Seventh, allow your friends to compliment you for your messages without asking for it, obviously. Because, you just want to be used of the Lord, not something that you are doing for yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen. Seventh, resurrection power is available to those who believe and act in faith. Hallelujah. This morning, the Lord started bringing us scripture after scripture, dealing with his power and authority that he has delegated to you and I as believers.
Wow.
He's given us power, the authority to deal with every situation we face. Here are several of them. Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
Which means the enemy has none.
Zip, zap.
Think of that. Not only what we give him. Luke 10:19, another one of our favorites. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. I'm going to change this around with the Greek because of the way it's pronounced. There's two different kinds of power here. It says, behold, I give unto you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy. It's both power, different kinds of power, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, that's something you need to memorize and quote to the devil when he tries to.
True. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, Fort Worth, New York City.
That's it, San Francisco.
And into the uttermost parts of the earth.
That's it, wherever, Miami, wherever it is that you're located, there needs to be something different about us that people go, there's just something different. I love, the other day, I meant to tell you this, I love it when the people come in our Christian bookstore and say, I said, what can I help you find? And she said, I just love the atmosphere in here. It's so godly.
That happens frequently.
It does, and I love it. So,
the Lord said that some will doubt, but he reminded us of Matthew 22:29, which says, Jesus answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God.
That's it. Matthew 10:11. Matthew 10:11 to our remembrance says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. The Lord said this is a time that we need to rely totally upon him and not our own thought process, and particularly not the opinions or the rationalizations of man.
It's true. 1 Corinthians 2:5. 1 Corinthians 2:5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in
Hallelujah.
The power of God.
Hallelujah.
We were also reminded that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead, well, it's going to manifest and flow through you.
That's right. Matthew 9:8 says, but when the multitudes saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men.
Ephesians 3:20. I love this scripture. Now to him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Wow.
Finally, if you want the resurrection power of God flowing through you, your trust and focus should always be
on him. That's right. Romans 15:13 in Romans. Now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah. We encourage you to personalize Romans 15:13.
That's right.
15:13. Now the God of hope will fill Larry with all joy and peace in believing, that Larry may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Mm.
Now the God of hope will fill Tammy with all joy and peace in believing, that Tammy may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. One more. Now the God of hope will fill Maya with all joy and peace in believing, that Maya will abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
And tonight,
6 p.m. Eastern,
Rich Thoughts TV.
And you're going to shout when you hear this teaching tonight.
Good teaching.
You can watch it.
Slayer in your giants.
At Facebook, at Brother Harold, Facebook Live at Brother Harold. You can watch it going to SaviorConnect.com, SavorConnect.com. And that's a great social media site.
And you can watch it on YouTube. You can watch it at haroldherring.com. Did you mention that one?
Nope, I didn't. But
and
you did.
Join
Thank you.
Harold and Beth. There are a lot of, we're trying to open and get these.
More places.
That's it.
More places. Well, until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern and every morning at 8:30 a.m., God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.